As you've just heard, Scotland's population's been pretty mobile in the past. Even our landscape is constantly changing. In the cities and towns, we've more or less waved goodbye to the big heavy industries, and the former mining communities scattered about the land have been regenerated beyond recognition. High-rise flats have been demolished and replaced by modern low-level housing. They call it progress. But what about those who grew up in these old industrial and urban communities who want to keep some record of the place they came from? This is where photographer Nikki Bird comes in. She's been visiting places like Paisley, Dundee, East Lothian and Ayrshire, where she's recording some wonderfully evocative images. She couldn't do it alone, as we're going to find out. Nikki, this is a huge, ambitious project, this one. Can you explain what you were doing and who with?
Yes, I can explain, yes. It all was inspired by my experience of being a volunteer on an industrial archaeology project in Preston Grange, East Lothian, where we were dusting some stones off, and the local passers-by would then start talking about this is where they lived and played, and what was a reclaimed piece of land was actually a harbour. And then one day, one of the local men brought in a snapshot of himself and two other friends swimming in the harbour. And this is what really prompted, inspired the project. And then I started to realise that this wasn't just like a reminiscence project for old people. It was also the implications of regeneration. So that's what kind of inspired it all. And so I've been working in those four areas that you've mentioned. And we're hoping to launch a project in May with an exhibition at Stills.
Now, you've been working, you couldn't do this without some local knowledge.
Tell us about that. Well, what happened was, what's very important is I'm not simply a photographer going into areas and taking photographs and coming out of them again. Because of the importance of the family photograph, I've been contacting groups and individuals who are interested in working with me, and also working in a very particular way. So we begin by looking at their family albums, their family photographs, and they talk to me about the places that have been important to them, the changes that have happened, and then they take me to the place where they think the photograph was originally taken, and with them I make a new photograph, and then we put their family snap and my photograph I've done with them together.
So past and present are merged, a superimposed, almost ghostly impressions.
That's right, yes, that's right. So basically the photographs are very much a collaboration, and that's really important to stress.
Right, we should talk to some of the people you've been collaborating with, Karen Hamilton and Jan McTaggart. Karen, one of the people who helped you out from Ardler and Dundee. Tell us about your life there, because you were in a multi-story block, weren't you, Karen, for a while?
Yes, I was. I stayed in the multi-story right from coming home from the hospital till I was 14. And it was a fantastic experience at that time for me. We had lots of friends and places to explore, and lots of stories that Nikki has helped me remember going back to these places. It's been absolutely fantastic.
But it's no longer there. That was demolished when?
The multi that I lived in was demolished probably about 5 or 6 years ago now. And it's completely different from what was there previously.
Do you think it's incredibly important to preserve what was there in the past, even if it wasn't the most beautiful thing to look at in the world? You still get a lot of memories there.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's very important to do that. It helps, I suppose, future generations, as well as people that have lived there in the past, just remember things. Myself and one of the other girls that was helping out, Leslie, have had a fantastic time wandering around the area with Nikki and just coming up with these brilliant things that had happened when we were children, stories of games we used to play, and I suppose that more than anything else will help future generations, because a lot of children don't play the games that we used to play when we were younger.
Yeah, it would be interesting to show them where Mum lived and all these things. It's just as simple as that. Jan McTaggart, you come from another community where you've been helping Nikki. You're now living in Brossy Ferry. Tell us where you came from.
Well, I'm from the Rivers area of Fox Bar and Paisley. And, you know, it was a group of it was lots and lots of tenements. You know, hundreds and hundreds of families lived in this area, which was demolished in the kind of early to mid-90s. And I think that it's like Karen's experience. It was... It was great to talk to Nikki about it. Nikki was really, really patient with me, I have to say, because I just wittered endlessly
on about...
But
that's what she needed, didn't she?
Well, you know, I think she maybe didn't need quite as much, to be honest. But she was really patient, and she was really understanding and kind of respectful of this. And it certainly answered a need to kind of revisit that place, because there was no evidence at all of my childhood, you know, so there was nothing to show my children, there was nothing... thing. You know, it was almost as though it was a dream. And she kind of provided the evidence that it was real. And
can you describe the evidence for us? Let's start with you, Jan. Tell us about the images that you helped Nikki to produce.
Well, we started off with we looked at all the images that were available of of my family, basically from the 70s, and we whittled it down to the ones where you could see the buildings and see the people in them. And what we did was we chose pictures. There's a picture of me out the front with Sharon Davis, you know, in about 1978, you know, looking like gorgeous innocent wee girls. And another picture, which I think is on the Stills website just now, of me with three boys called the Vandals, which was quite a name to have in the 70s. It would be like being called Asbo now, I think. It was a picture of us basically in the back door. There's also a picture of me with, my cousin Anne with my big sister back in 1965. And what the images do is they kind of, these are all black and white images. And what we did was we tried to recreate those images where they are now.
Exactly in the location where they were.
Yeah.
Near as damn it.
As near as we possibly could, because I think the thing with where I'm from in the Rivers area is that they'd actually scooped away massive amounts of the landscape. So kind of, you know, where my house was, the house that I grew up in, would kind of be hovering in midair now. And it was really hard. You know, we had to go to Nikki did a lot of research with Ordnance Survey maps, and we did a lot of looking at Google Earth to find the locations. And then what Nikki's done is she's superimposed the old images on the new ones.
Yeah, I'm just interested, Nikki, how did you manage to place those images, given what we've just heard, the difficulties, a floating house from Jan?
Well, with what we did, and what we did with both Karen and Jan, is that by photographing and them being there, when I took a photograph of the whatever the present-day scene was, is that we would then take their family photograph and put it into the new picture. And they were very precise in where they thought the picture should go. So not only were they very precise in sort of taking me to various locations, but also thinking the picture should go here, my photograph should be dropped into this new photograph in this way, and they would look for like in Karen's case when she's holding a prize winning cup, that you're looking for the houses in the back and thinking back in relation to the multi and stuff like that. So that's how the pictures are put together. So that's why I'm emphasising the importance of my collaborators in putting those images together, because I wouldn't have known where to drop in their original family photograph at all without them actually, you know, directing where it should go.
Absolutely. Karen, how do you feel when you look at the images that have been produced of your past ghostly life?
It's very strange, actually, because the two photographs that Nikki has used of mine, one is my first day of school, and there's myself and four of my friends standing at the bottom of the multi, and it's very, very close to the house that I live in now. The picture of it is on the street that I live in at the moment, and it's very bizarre, almost spooky. When you see the produced image in front of you, it's very eerie. But it's also good because it does help you remember a lot of things that have changed.
And has it made a difference to the community when you've been talking about this, both Jan and Karen? You know, because I'm just wondering what the reaction's been. Do people think this is a terrific idea or a crazy idea?
I think it's been a good response. When we were going out and about the area during the summer last year, taking the pictures, we would have people come out and ask us what they were doing, and then they would then tell us their stories of what they remember doing in the area when they lived there, and when it was grass areas and things have houses on them now, and it was just fantastic, the response that we got from people coming in. Oh, this is great, you know, when are you going to do the pictures? And, you know, so there's a lot of people expecting it to be launched in Ardler anyway. So it would be good to see it out and about and see the response of people coming and looking at the exhibition.
Yeah. Indeed. Well, Nikki, it must be lovely for you to hear all that positive feedback. But normally an exhibition represents the culmination of a project. But actually, This is just the start after the Stills Gallery date, where the things will go on display. It's the start of what you hope is going to be a much bigger project.
Yes, well, we're hoping that, the intention is that the exhibition at Stills does launch the project Beneath the Surface, Hidden Place. And it will go on for about a year, and we will be working and exhibiting the work in the areas. So, for example, Karen was mentioning how important it is to, you know, that everyone in Ardler who've been really sort of fantastic in letting us take photographs of their lawns and things like that. But, you know, so there will be some site-specific work in Ardler in the autumn area, and we're hoping to have some sort of like memory map tours with Karen, Mark and Leslie involved. And in terms of Janet in Paisley, because she's had a sort of different experience of sort of moving away, and then we're, you know, obviously looking at some of the show going to venues within Paisley itself. So we've got a combination of like things happening that are not, you know, not conventional gallery site-specific work, as well as hopefully the exhibition going on to other venues to tour.
And very, very briefly, literally in a sentence, how can people get in touch if they'd like to?
Well, if you get in touch with Stills Gallery in Edinburgh and get through through to their website, stills.org, and ask for me, I'd be very interested to hear from you.
Stills.org, that's it. Thank you very much, Nikki. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Jan. That exhibition of photographs will be at Stills Gallery, as she said, in Edinburgh from 10th of May till the 20th of July. But as you've heard, that's only the beginning of this larger project. So hopefully the photographs will be on display in areas where they were taken at some time very soon. Stills.org if you want to get in touch with Nikki. Seems like an app.